Yes. Hello, my dear students. Let us move on to Module 3, Unit 6, Thermodynamics, Class 11th Chemistry. In the present module, we will be discussing about enthalpy and various types of enthalpies. For example, enthalpy of formation, enthalpy of combustion, enthalpy of solution, enthalpy of sublimation, enthalpy of dilution, then atomization, then neutralization and bond dissociation. Enthalpy, it is actually what? The sum of the internal energy and pressure volume energy of the system. Enthalpy is measure of total energy of a thermodynamic system. It includes the internal energy, which is the energy required to create a system, and the amount of energy required to make space for it by displacing its environment and establishing a pressure and volume which is of that system. So mathematically it can be written as H is equal to U plus PV, where U is internal energy of the system, volume is V of the system, and pressure is the P, which is at the boundary of the system and its environment. Enthalpy is a state function and it is an extensive property. Absolute values of enthalpy of a system cannot be measured directly, so we always measure the change in enthalpy, which is more useful than the absolute value. The unit of enthalpy in SI unit, that is joules. Enthalpy is preferred expression of a system of energy in many chemical and physical measurements. The basic sign convention is what? Enthalpy is positive if the reaction is endothermic, and enthalpy is negative if the reaction is exothermic. The enthalpy of a reaction can also be calculated as total enthalpy of products minus the total enthalpy of reactants. Let us see one numerical. Here equation is given, N2O4 gas plus 3CO gas gives N2O gas plus 3CO2 gas. And enthalpy of formations are given for CO, N2O4, N2O and CO2. And enthalpy of reaction is asked. So enthalpy of reaction is what? Sum of the enthalpies of products minus sum of the enthalpies of reactants. Here enthalpy of formation is given, so we'll use that data. For example, like sum of the enthalpies of product, meaning 81, that is of N2O, and 3CO2 means 3 into minus 393 kilojoules per mole minus 9.7, which is of N2O4, and 3 into minus 110, that is enthalpy of formation of CO. So the total value comes out to be minus 778 kilojoules per mole. What is the relationship between delta H and QP? QP means heat change at constant pressure. At constant atmospheric pressure, we already know QP is equal to delta U plus P delta V. And for change in enthalpy at constant pressure in the system, we already know that is delta H is equal to delta U plus P delta V. So if the external atmospheric pressure and pressure of the gas in the system are same, then we can write delta H is equal to QP. That is, change in enthalpy of a system is equal to heat transferred at constant pressure. So we know that for solids and liquids, this delta V is very small and can be neglected. So in that case, delta H is equal to delta U. But for what about gaseous reactions? Let us take N1 as the number of moles of gaseous reactants and N2 as the number of moles of gaseous product. Then we know that delta H is equal to delta U plus P delta V, which can be written as delta U plus P V2 minus V1 or delta U plus P V2 minus P V1. If the gas behaves ideally, then PV is equal to nRT. So we can take PV1 as N1RT and PV2 as N2RT, and when we substitute these values in the equation, we get delta H is equal to delta U plus N2RT minus N1RT. and that can be written as delta H is equal to delta U plus delta NgRT. So this N delta Ng is what? Number of moles of gaseous product minus number of moles of gaseous reactants. In terms of QP, QV, what we can write? QP is equal to QV plus delta NgRT, because QP is delta H and QV, heat change at constant volume, is delta U. Even we can write work done in terms of number of moles or change in moles, because we know work done is equal to minus P delta V, and that can be written as minus delta NgRT. Enthalpy of reaction expressed at the standard state conditions is called standard enthalpy of reaction, delta H naught we write. Standard state of a substance at a specified temperature is its pure form at 1 bar pressure. And thermodynamic data usually we take at thermodynamic scale of temperature, that is 298 Kelvin. Standard states of certain elements like H2 in gaseous form, sodium in solid state, carbon, graphite, which is the most stable thermodynamic form, C2H5OH liquid, calcium carbonate solid, etc. Let us do one question. The reaction of cyanamide, NH2CN solid, with dioxygen was carried out in a bomb calorimeter, and delta U was found to be minus 742.7 kilojoules minus 1. Kilojoules per mole at 298 Kelvin. Calculate the enthalpy change for the reaction at 298 Kelvin. So we know the reaction, combustion reaction, is written. Now we know that delta U is given, and delta Ng will be what, children? The total number of gaseous product is N2 1 mole, CO2 1 mole, that is 2, minus total number of gaseous reactant 3 by 2 O2. So 2 minus 3 by 2 will give you half mole. R value, we have to take it in kilojoules, because delta U is given in kilojoules. So 8.314 into 10 raised minus 3 kilojoules per mole. Temperature is 298 Kelvin. So we can put these values in relation. Delta H is equal to delta U plus delta NgRT. And when we substitute, we get the final answer as minus 741.5 kilojoules. What are the factors which affect the enthalpy of reaction? Obviously, the physical state of the reactants and products, where the intermolecular forces differ. Allotropic forms of elements involved. Allotropes have different physical structures. So, the enthalpy depends on allotropic forms. Then chemical composition of reactants and products. The reactants and products are made up of which kind of elements, what kind of bonding is there. Then amount of reactants and temperature. Enthalpy of phase transition. Phase transition means it is the energy enthalpy, or the energy involved when phase changes, like ice melts, water evaporates, or one allotropic form to another allotropic form. Okay, so enthalpy of fusion. Fusion means what? That is the heat change that accompanies melting of one mole of a solid substance in standard state is called standard enthalpy of fusion, or molar enthalpy of fusion. So delta H fusion naught. So it is endothermic, okay, H2O solid is changing into H2O liquid. So enthalpy of fusion is positive, because we need energy to break the forces. Enthalpy of solution. It is the enthalpy change when one mole of a substance is dissolved in specified amount of solvent under standard conditions. So actually it involves three steps. We can say that solute-solute interaction has to break, which is endothermic reaction, and we say that lattice energy. Suppose ionic compound breaks into its constituent ions, then that is the energy involved is lattice energy. Then solvent-solvent interaction, sometimes for instance hydrogen bonding or some other kind of interaction will be there, that has to break, and that is again endothermic. Finally, the solute-solvent interaction is exothermic. Like for gaseous ions, if it gets hydrated with water, we say hydration energy, which is negative, exothermic. So, value of enthalpy of solvation is some of these individual steps. We can say the energy, we can say that energy which is released when solute and solvent gets attracted. So, enthalpy of solution is what? Enthalpy of hydration plus enthalpy of lattice. So how much energy is required to break the lattice, and then how they get hydrated, total energy will be equal to enthalpy of solution. For example, like ammonium nitrate in water, when we dissolve, it is endothermic because energy released by solvation of the ammonium ion or nitrate ion is actually less than the energy absorbed in breaking the lattice. So therefore, that solution is endothermic. Potassium hydroxide, when you dissolve in water, it is exothermic because more energy is released when these potassium ion or hydroxide ion gets hydrated and exothermic reaction takes place. So in this case, it is exothermic. Enthalpy of dilution. It is the enthalpy change when one mole of a substance is diluted from one concentration to another concentration. So molecule breaks into its atoms. Enthalpy at infinite dilution is what? Enthalpy change observed by dissolving one mole of a substance in infinite amount of solvent. So that interaction between solute and molecules are negligible. So it is called enthalpy at infinite dilution. Enthalpy of hydration, it is the enthalpy of one mole of an anhydrous salt by combination with specified amount of water molecule. For copper sulfate, anhydrous gets attached to 5 molecules of water, and in that process whatever energy is released, that is enthalpy of hydration. So in the formation of copper sulfate pentahydrate, the amount of energy released is -78.2 kilojoules per mole. Enthalpy of sublimation. So by this time, I think you can easily define these processes. Based on the process, you can easily define the enthalpies. Standard enthalpy of sublimation is a change in enthalpy when one mole of a solid substance sublimes at a constant temperature under standard pressure. Sublimation is direct conversion of solid into gas, you know. So solid CO2 or dry ice sublimes at 195 Kelvin with a delta H0 sublimation is equal to 25.2 kilojoules per mole. Enthalpy of neutralization. Neutralization is reaction of acid and base with to form water and salt. So it is enthalpy change that takes place when 1 gram equivalent of an acid is neutralized by 1 gram equivalent of base in dilute solution. Enthalpy of neutralization of strong acid and strong base is always constant, and it is 57.1 kilojoules. So we say that 57.1 kilojoules is because it merely involves the combination of H ions and OH ions to form water. But if the acid is weak or base is weak, suppose a strong acid, strong base is reacting with weak acid, or weak base is reacting with strong acid, then what happens? We need some ionization energy to further dissociate this weak acid or weak base, and therefore the total heat of neutralization will be less as compared to 57.1 kilojoules. For example, if HCN dissolves in NaOH, NaCN and water is formed. So its heat of neutralization is -12 kilojoules. That means 45.3 kilojoules per mole is its ionization energy. Okay. So enthalpy of atomization. It is the enthalpy change occurring when one mole of the molecule breaks into its atoms. Hydrogen gas, one mole is breaking into two hydrogen gaseous atoms. So enthalpy of atomization is 435.0 kilojoules per mole. So similarly, sodium solid is converting into sodium gas. This is enthalpy of atomization is 108.4 kilojoules per mole. This enthalpy is equal to enthalpy of sublimation also. We can call it as enthalpy of sublimation. Enthalpy of transition is what? Enthalpy of transition is the enthalpy change when one mole of substance undergoes transition from one allotropic form to another allotropic form. For example, C graphite to C diamond, or sulfur rhombic to sulfur monoclinic. Next is very important, enthalpy of formation. It is the heat change when one mole of a substance is formed from its constituent elements. when we write the data, we have to take care that we form the substance. The formed substance should be of 1 mole. For example, H2 plus half O2 formed the substance H2O. C graphite plus H2 plus half O2 C2H5OH. 1 mole of C2H5OH is formed. Very important to learn these, because these data we use it in Hess's law and other calculations. So we should know how to write heat of formation data for different substances. It's very easy. Just you see, like ammonia, NH3, it has two elements, nitrogen and hydrogen. So when we write the data, half N2 plus 3/2 H2 forms 1 mole of NH3. Standard enthalpy of formation is what? It is the enthalpy change for 1 mole of a compound from its constituent elements in their most stable state of aggregation, or we say reference state. So, standard enthalpy of formation, delta H0F. Reference state of an element is its most stable state of aggregation at 298 Kelvin and 1 bar pressure. For example, already I told you, reference state for dihydrogen is H2 gas, for oxygen O2, for carbon C graphite or sulfur rhombic, etc. So, by convention, the standard molar enthalpies of formation of free elements in their reference state are considered zero. Let us take one example here. N2 gas plus 3H2 gas, 2NH3 gas. The total enthalpy of the reaction is -92.4 kilojoules per mole. So what is the standard enthalpy of formation of ammonia gas? So standard enthalpy of formation means we have to form 1 mole and it is given for 2 moles. So what we can do, we can just divide -92.4 by 2 to get -46.2 kilojoules per mole as standard enthalpy of formation of ammonia. Another question here, calculate the standard enthalpy of formation of CH3OH from the following data. The combustion reactions of methane, carbon and hydrogen are given. So here what we have to do, first we have to write the desired equation. So what is desired equation? C solid plus H2 plus half O2 gives CH3OH. This is the enthalpy formation data for methanol. Now what we can do, equation 3 we can multiply by 2 and we can add with 2 to get these two terms, C plus 2H2 on the left side. So when we do that, we get a fourth equation and that we can subtract from the equation 1. So when we do that, we get the desired equation, and each time we do this, the enthalpy values also will change accordingly. So when we are multiplying by 2 in the third equation, the enthalpy value should also get multiplied by 2. And when we add or subtract, accordingly these values will be added and subtracted. So final answer what we are getting here, -239 kilojoules per mole. Enthalpy of combustion. It is the enthalpy change taking place when 1 mole of a compound undergoes complete combustion in the presence of oxygen. So combustion, when we write the combustion enthalpy of combustion data, we have to see that the substance which is undergoing combustion should be taken as 1 mole. So here acetylene is undergoing combustion and it is forming CO2 and H2, and enthalpy of reaction is -1300 kilojoules. So it is the enthalpy of combustion for ethane, that is acetylene. And when the substances are in standard state, we say standard enthalpy of combustion. Okay, let us solve this question. Enthalpy of combustion of carbon to carbon dioxide is -393.5 joules per mole. So calculate the heat released upon formation of 35.2 grams of CO2 from carbon and oxygen gas. So we know that this is enthalpy of combustion, that is -393.5 kilojoules per mole. So heat released in, we can say, 44 grams of carbon dioxide, which is -393.5 kilojoules. So they are asking for 35.2 grams of CO2. So we can calculate 393.5 kilojoules into 35.2 grams divided by 44 grams is equal to 314.8 kilojoules. Bond enthalpy. It is the average amount of energy required to break 1 mole of bonds in gaseous molecules. So bond dissociation enthalpy, that is energy required to break a particular bond in a gaseous molecule, is called bond dissociation enthalpy. It is definite in quantity and expressed in kilojoules per mole. In diatomic molecule, bond dissociation energy and bond energy are same. But in polyatomic molecules, bond dissociation enthalpy is not equal to bond enthalpy. When bond enthalpies are given, we can calculate the enthalpy of reaction by this formula, that is sum of bond enthalpies of reactants minus sum of bond enthalpies of products. So what are the factors which affect the bond enthalpy? Size of the atoms, electronegativity, bond length, number of bonding electrons. Let us see one example here, H2 gas plus I2 gas 2HI gas. So bond enthalpy, is, if we know, then how we can calculate enthalpy of reaction, that is delta H0 of HH bond plus delta H0 of II bond, that is reactants, minus 2 into delta H0 of HI bond. Okay. Bond enthalpy for polyatomic molecules, like for in case of methane, for each CH bond cleavage, the enthalpies are different. So the total, therefore CH4 converting into C plus 4H is 1665 kilojoules per mole. This can be termed as enthalpy of atomization also. So in such cases, we use mean bond enthalpy of CH bond. So how we can calculate? For example, in CH4, the delta CH H0 is calculated as 1 by 4 of enthalpy of atomization. So we take the average bond energy. Okay. So bond dissociation energy is average bond energy in polyatomic molecules. Take another example, H2O breaking into OH and H, enthalpy of reaction is this much, 499 kilojoules. Then OH is again breaking into O plus H, enthalpy of reaction is 428, that means total will be what, 927 kilojoules. So both OH bond enthalpies are not same. So average bond enthalpy will be what, 927 by 2, 463.5 kilojoules. That is delta H0 of OH bond is 463.5 kilojoules. Okay children, thank you.